Riverside.
Light rain falling at 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump uses his State of the Union address to talk about his accomplishments so far.
If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer with the Democrats' response.
When the president says the economy is strong, my question is, strong for whom?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tore up her copy of the president's speech as he finished.
What a bunch of crap!
Shake her hand before starting the speech. More American evacuees from Wuhan, China are being quarantined in California. Two cruise ships are quarantined because of the new deadly coronavirus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells Fox about American doctors on the World Health Organization team in China.
We certainly want to help them get that under control. We don't want this to turn into a global pandemic.
America's listening to Fox News.
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, don't you know what that means?
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It means it's workout.
Wednesday.
Let's work it out.
Wednesday.
Work out. Wednesday.
Work it out.
Wednesday.
Soon and early morning workout.
When is this happening?
When is this happening?
Let's do it now.
Nope.
Nope.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, well, the show must go on.
All right, here's what I think of the show so far.
Tour loser.
Yeah. Yeah, we have William B. on the phone at this early hour.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I caught part of that after speech crap show last night. That was that was the most disrespectful thing I've ever seen all the way around with her. I don't know, but anyway, that's not why I called. I heard you say your wife is sick this morning.
She's in the hospital.
Wow. Just let you know, praying for her, man. Hope everything works out for you.
Well, they've got her stable. Apparently, it's some kind of an intestinal blockage or something. Mm. So they're still looking at tests. So by the time I'm done here, I'll be able to go straight there, and I'll probably know what they're going to do. But I appreciate the good thoughts.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, keep us posted, man. Keep us posted. We're thinking about you.
Thank you, man. I'm a little addle-headed this morning. I meant to tell you a few minutes back about Montgomery Eye and a chance to experience what Joey and others have had, which is a LASIK procedure that restores your vision, do away with glasses and contacts and all the hassle that goes with them. And there's only one step you need to take before you can have the procedure, and that's find out if your vision issue is one that can be fixed with it. It's free to find out. No obligation whatsoever. No cost out of pocket. 271-3804 is the number to call to make the appointment. Montgomery Eye is in its eighth decade. They first started serving the River Region in 1945. Their customer service is top-notch, and they have the most experienced board-certified corneal team almost anywhere in America, not just here or even in the state of Alabama, but anywhere with Dr. Swan and Shin. I received so many texts and emails and Facebook messages from people who just wrote, say, the very best, the very, very best. And that's what you want for your vision. So whatever your family's eye care happens to be, needs happen to be, remember Montgomery Eye. To learn more about this incredible practice, go to onlinemep.com or call 271-3804 and at least get the diagnosis on your eligibility for a LASIK procedure. It is 7:05.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
There are showers on the radar. In fact, raining over a good part of the River Region right now. You know, it's a showery situation. This is not the severe weather that we're going to be talking about here in just a minute. But there are some showers roaming around. Breezy and warm today with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Just a typical spring day forecast, only it's February the 5th. Risk of thunderstorms by this afternoon and especially into this evening and through the overnight hours. We have a multi-hour severe weather threat through the overnight hours and in through the morning hours tomorrow. It's a long window of time because of the slow movement of this situation, including a damaging wind threat. Tornadoes are possible, flash flood threat, excessive rainfall totals. mid-60s tonight. The shower storm risk continues through the morning hours tomorrow, as I mentioned, but then after the severe weather risk ends, more rain later in the day as temperatures fall into the 50s by afternoon, then breezy, cool Friday, high 54. All right, that's a lot. Right now, with cloudy skies, southeast winds at 8 miles per hour, temperature is 66 at 7:07.
Well, look who's here.
You guys, what is it?
This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I just need to go to bed.
I wonder if we could have a few words for the radio audience.
Happy Wednesday.
This show is...
The show's a total waste of time.
No, it's not. No.
What is it then?
It's horny, but it's not skeevy.
This show is crazy.
Okay, you got me.
Okay, you got me then.
Plus, it's free.
You get what you pay for.
It's showtime.
A lot of folks commenting this morning on this moment from the State of the Union last night.
In recognition of all that you have done for our nation, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please. Rush and Catherine, congratulations.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah. Nice. There's so much scuttlebutt on the gravity of his condition that having him there to receive that quickly was probably not a coincidence.
So it could be.
He's got a very, very difficult road ahead. In fact, it was one of our listeners who has been through cancer treatment who gave me some insight on what advanced means, and it usually means that it's in both lungs or has metastasized. When they catch you, here's the thing that I would like to know more about for obvious reasons, and that is for something that serious, apparently the symptoms didn't show up until just a week or two ago, that it can get that far.
Without you knowing?
Yeah, without something.
Right.
You know, some kind of a symptom or something saying it's that bad.
Is he still doing his radio program, Hollander?
His plan is to, I think he's getting treatment tomorrow. I think his plan is to try and be back Thursday, but you never know. I mean, anybody that's been through cancer treatment tells you it's tough. So we'll see. But there weren't too many condemnations on that particular moment in the State of the Union last night. At 7:09, we got your local news. Coming up, it's Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. The city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say that early conversations have been positive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
February 5th is National Weather Person's Day.
Cool.
Most people today will be partly to mostly interested with a slight chance they'll acknowledge their local weather person. Taking a look at the 5-day, we'll see a lot of cool down and a total disinterest as we go through the weekend. Happy National Weather Person's Day. Now, here's Chuck with a look at sports.
And now,
here's a 100% chance it'll be raining.
Random.
Yep. They're about to pour down upon you. So get out the umbrella.
Oh, God, it sounds severe to me.
Did you know the first game of what would become the NFL was played where? Do you know?
Canton, Ohio?
Not Canton, but in Ohio, Dayton.
Dayton.
It was in Dayton. Happened in 1920.
Okay.
If I was Ryan, I would say that Greg was there, but I'm not Ryan. Each player was paid
$50.
$50? In 1920, $50 wasn't bad.
Good money.
Admission was $1.75. Again, in 1920, I think that's an expensive game.
It is an expensive game considering that the first Super Bowl was $11 tickets.
Adjusted, if you adjust that for inflation, they would have been paid $650 for that game. Mm-hmm. Admission would have been $23.
Oh, jeez.
Pocket change. For today's players.
Yeah. And cheap tickets.
All for the benefit of getting a concussion, getting your brains beat in.
Hey, and back in those days, those helmets were
leather.
Yeah. Yep.
They're just
that
hats.
Was it. Just some leather.
Wow.
Did you know that Prince's Bat Dance song, which, sure, whatever. I mean, it feels like it's a... what's it called? A novelty.
Yeah.
But it charted higher than Purple Rain.
Get out, really?
Well, everything in 1989 was Batman. That movie was such a huge deal. That Tim Burton Batman film in 89?
Yeah.
Huge deal. Everything was just Batman. So, I guess that's why, but yeah.
Boy, to see him do Purple Rain on that Super Bowl when it was raining...
Yeah.
And that didn't even make the top 10 list of Super Bowl halftime shows.
Really?
Yeah, that list we had the other day.
Yeah. Did you know, excuse me, a guy by the name of, he's Dutch, so I'm guessing his name is Wim, W-I-M.
Okay.
Probably Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
Wim Hof.
He's a Dutch athlete. He's known as the Iceman. Because he set various records for exposing his body to extreme conditions. He set the world record for the longest swim under ice.
Okay.
He has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in just shorts and shoes. And he's also run a marathon in the Namib desert. And he's done so without water.
Sounds like he's trying to kill himself, but... Whatever floats your boat there, buddy.
Way to go, Iceman.
We grew up in Cleveland and Chicago. Now that's where the real Icemen were.
That's right. We went out, Jim. I'm sure you went out, Jim.
Yes.
Shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
Or had to be, when you play shirts and skins, on a cold day. Oh, man.
Did you know that the NFL refs make more than $200,000 per year?
I'm not surprised. Well, I mean, given the competence of their work, maybe they're overpaid.
Somebody said, I always heard that the high salaries for professional refs was to deter them from throwing games for illegal gamblers.
That is.
Oh. If you pay them adequately, they won't try and ruin their lives for an extra few bucks.
I see.
There have been a couple of people that I think got looked into or got let go under suspicious circumstances, looking the other way in a penalty and stuff.
And apparently, I don't know this to be true, but the NFL requires their refs to also be financially stable prior to be given the job.
Well, that makes sense.
Just for that reason.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Man. Nepotism.
Yeah.
Stems from the... excuse me.
Type of ice cream, right?
It's the one with the different colors. Yeah. No, nepotism stems from the word nephew, referring to the practice of having a cardinal elevated by a pope who was that cardinal's relative.
Oh.
Excuse me. From the middle of the Avignon papacy, 1309 to 1377, until Pope Innocent XII's anti-nepotism bill in 1692, a pope without a cardinal nephew was the exception to the rule. But apparently that was always the case, though, and that was nepotism. I don't think I don't think it was seen as a negative, as maybe it is now, I suppose. And did you know a standard pencil can draw a line how long?
I've seen this.
Yeah, we
answer.
Didn't we have this?
A few thousand feet.
I don't know what that converts to in miles.
Well, 5,280 feet is a mile, so it's more than a mile?
It's more than a mile.
More than two?
It's 35.
35 miles?
35 miles.
A standard pencil can draw a line 35 miles long.
Wow.
I'd like to know how somebody figured that out.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you...
I got a job for you today, yeah.
Here. I don't know. I suppose you could set up some sort of like a treadmill situation.
There's that.
Hold it down, or I don't know.
You could take...
Take the length of lead.
Sheets of paper and just keep writing lines across until the... And then add up how many times 11 and a half.
Right.
You know.
Possibly.
That's another possibility.
How many sheets of paper? So I'm like...
Oh, I'm sure it was a computer that did it. Probably said, here's the length of lead... Here's how much is used every time we write one line. Figure it out. Then it does the math. I got five random facts left, but...
You're just in time to talk about Don Duncan.
Okay. I would love for you to talk about Don Duncan.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. If you would like to... I don't know how many miles you're getting out of your pencil, but I can tell you what. You get better mileage out of your car if it's serviced on a regular basis. It's just common sense. The problem with most of us, and some of us let it go until then we have a real issue with the engine, is convenience. And this is where Don Duncan, in addition to having the best certified technicians, master certified technicians, their customer service, they take away all your excuses. So you don't have one. If getting a ride back to your office or finding somebody to partner, you know, they're your partner. You just let them know what you need. Got to have the oil changed. I want the tires rotated. I'd like a diagnostic check run. Can you drop me off at work, pick me up, and get me back to the car later? Yes. The answer to that is always yes. And now with the location in Millbrook, Don Duncan's available to everybody in Prattville, Millbrook, and downtown Montgomery, and the east side of Montgomery with their location on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Don, over the years, has built direct relationships with all the major tire manufacturers. They frequently have closeout deals. Like right now, they have an overstock on Kelly and Goodyear tires. You can get a really, really good price, and they always quote a price that includes installation. So for the best service, the best products, and customer service that exceeds all others, remember Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. It is 721.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident reported earlier, the 4300 block of South Court Street. That's going to be right at the intersection of the East-South Boulevard, right at Wright's Produce. Watch out in that intersection for emergency vehicles. East Boulevard at Drury Inn. That's going to be on the approach to I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. There's an injury involved in that accident. We've got moderate to heavy traffic all around the boulevard at this time. I-65 and 85 heavy through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Man, this year's already zipping by.
I mean, I'm telling you. And you know what we do at Tucker Pecan at Valentine's? We make these truffles. Ooh, Lord. You talking about good? We'll have red velvet truffles, German chocolate truffles, chocolate truffles. We'll have all kinds of great truffles, a caramel truffle.
If you don't go get some of these truffles, you're going to be in trouble.
Exactly. I mean, they fly off the shelf, and we're going to start making them. And boy, when we start making them, we'll put them in little pretty little containers. And, you know, you can get it for your wife, your girlfriend, your kids, just anybody. Just show them, thank you, I love you. And that's what we're going to have at Tucker Pecan. And if you want to do some truffles and add a necklace with it, we've got some great jewelry coming in from market. You just got to come see it. And if they don't like truffles, get them some roasted and salted pecans. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
On this land, on this soil, the most incredible dreams come true.
You came along and everything started in to hum.
We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers.
Well, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come.
Our brightest discoveries are not yet known.
Wait till you see that sunshine day.
The sun is still rising.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Come the day you're mine.
And now,
Sinatra's the same old batch of
Sinatra's. That's good.
Two in a day, man. That's good
really
job.
Good. Amazing.
Did you know in 1999, a Canadian groundhog by the name of Wharton Willie.
Wharton Willie.
Died 2 days before Groundhog Day. Instead of the usual festivities, they presented a taxidermied groundhog in a coffin with coins over his eyes.
It's kind of macabre.
Very. And I have no idea if, well, his eyes were closed, so he probably didn't see a shadow.
Well, he just died, though. At least he wasn't murdered like the one that Bill de Blasio killed in New York. Fathead. Jerk.
Fathead jerk. Not a way to talk about a groundhog?
No, no. I meant de Blasio.
Oh!
Guy whose head looks like a meatloaf with eyeballs.
Did you know Leonardo da Vinci's Salvator Mundi painting sold for £45 in 1958? That's the equivalent of $50. In 2017, it sold for $450 million.
Wow. Is this before he was in Titanic?
Thanks for the laugh.
Yeah. It was way before those growing pains years that he was on. Did you know? I think I've done this one before, but I've seen it brought up over Facebook over the past couple of days, actually. It's that whole effect that I talked about the other day, because this morning driving in, I heard Phil Collins' Take Me Home.
Yeah.
That thing whenever you... we talked about it last week. When something's introduced or that you...
And then you start seeing it and hearing it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
The essential in essential oil refers to the oil capturing the exact scent of the source plant, the essence of the plant, not that the oil is important, not that it is essential.
Also, I've been thinking that I must have this because this is essential.
Yeah. Essential part of essential oil just refers to the fact that it captures the exact scent of whatever it is that it says it is. You know, so you're never going to find the essential oil of morning rain.
Yeah, you know? Right.
But if it's like lavender essential oil, then it takes the exact scent of what lavender is, and that's what it smells like. So,
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's important. See, it's just essential. Just a source of the plant. Yeah. Did you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or as most of us know him, Roger Murdoch.
That's right. Roger Murdoch.
You are absolutely correct.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm the co-pilot.
Yes. He's the NBA's all-time highest scoring player, but he only ever made one three-pointer in his entire career. Now, to put into context, however, he started in 1969 and he retired in 1989. Three-pointers in the NBA didn't come about until 1979. So for 10 years of his career, there were no three-pointers to be made.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, the line for the three-point line was much further back during his time. Then it got moved.
I would find basketball far more... And I am not impressed with a 7-foot-tall human being shoving a ball through a hole. That is not... I don't get the excitement. Shooting is what makes basketball exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kareem had a great hook shot, from what I understand. Because I was doing research about, like...
You try dragging Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes. Tell your old man.
Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes. And finally... In one season of The Amazing Race, which is on CBS, the contestants had to beat a professional Street Fighter V player, which is a video game. They had to do it in one round to continue the race. The professional player would play one-handed if the contestant could not win in 10 rounds, and then would play blindfolded if they couldn't win in another 10 rounds. That's how good some of these players are. Think about doing it one-handed, though, because you've got the stick to move the character and then the button to press.
Right.
So he'd have to move the
sticks.
Yeah, he'd have to move the character and then hit buttons in order to, with one hand. Then he had to do it blindfolded. So, yeah.
Wow.
Those are all of your random facts.
There's a pop quiz question in there somewhere about things that you do one-handed or blindfolded.
Yeah, you're going to go blind doing one.
Did I mention
what is that, JJ?
The specials at Food Outlet? These two are going to get together on a...
We're going to caucus, right? Isn't that what you call it?
That's right.
And oh, it'll be a while.
I got 71% in. Yeah.
For our pop quiz question, $10 at Food Outlet goes a long way now. Something that's on sale this week. We were talking on TV this morning about things that are easy to make. Go to Food Outlet, get yourself a boneless pork loin, $1.28. This is just prime cut. And throw a little cricket dust on it. You can buy cricket dust at Food Outlet.
Boy, do I love cricket dust.
Pop it in the oven for $4.25 and at $4.25 and bake it for about half an hour per pound. And that's all you got to do. It is just like perfect. I like, let's see, we use Baumhauer's Thai Sweet is perfect with pork loin. Pretty much anything. And you can whip up a really fancy dinner with something that's very easy to cook. So if you've never tried boneless pork loin, try it at Food Outlet, especially at $1.28 a pound. That is for the center cut. On the other hand, something simpler, you can microwave a Gwaltney Jumbo Frank in 30 seconds. They're four packages for $5. And with buns at 74 cents, I mean, you could eat cheap for a week if you were trying to save money. And chicken thighs, 88 cents a pound this week. Pork ribs are 97 cents a pound. I mean, when you visit the meat department, you compare what you pay there for anything from chicken to steak to pork to what you pay at the chain grocery stores, you'll realize you're paying retail. You're getting the illusion that you're saving money because maybe the building is bigger or the lights are brighter or something, and there's a buy one, get one free. But trust me, you are probably paying dollars per pound more for your meat at the big chains than you would be at Food Outlet. Plus, Food Outlet has a butcher to cut steaks or whatever kind of meat you're looking for to your specific or your specifications. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, in Prattville on Main Street, west of 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Now, here's the question that will allow you to win that $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Quizmaster Jay.
Thank you very much. We have caucused, and 62% of us have decided that this would be the question.
Yeah.
We talked about a standard pencil and how far it can draw a line. What is that number?
Is standard pencil a number two or?
It says a standard pencil, okay. Probably just a number two, yeah.
Okay.
That seems to be a standard pencil to me. But, yeah, how long can it draw a line?
If you were paying attention, you should know the answer to that question and have it ready at 272-9228. 272-9228. We are standing by for a winner right now.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are already very busy around the boulevard, and we have an accident East Boulevard at Drury Inn. As you pass Sam's and approach I-65, it'll be right there. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery, and the morning rush is about to happen. We're about to get very busy all over the place in the next few minutes. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Your office location says it all. Synova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Kim, you get first crack at this $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. What you got?
3 miles.
How many?
Three.
No.
No.
I'll be honest with you. It's a lot longer than that, but thank you. Oh, so sorry. I thought you had it there, but thank you for calling, Kim.
Serena.
Hi, Serena.
Good morning. Was it 35 miles?
As a matter of fact, it is.
It is.
It is?
All right.
Yep.
I wasn't sure because I wasn't listening.
That's great.
10 minutes of shopping at Food Outlet for you. Want to do a follow-up?
Where was the first NFL football game played? Do you know?
It was in Ohio.
Yeah. Canton. It was not in Canton, but you were right about the state. It was in Dayton.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. She remembered that because I said that.
You said Canton.
I did. Right.
Which tells me that, that I registered.
That's right. She
was Serena.
I was listening. Yes, I hear you, Greg.
Thank you very much, lady. Hang on, and Jay's going to.
How far is Canton from Dayton?
Oh, that's a good 3 hours? 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. It is 7:36.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Yes, there are a few showers roaming around today on this very spring-like morning. Temperatures are already in the 60s. We're headed for the mid-70s today. It's going to be a breezy day, and we do have a significant storm system on the way. Boy, if you get a chance, watch my morning video this morning as we try to sort out a very complicated situation. Let me summarize for you. Risk of thunderstorms by this afternoon into this evening, and an increasing threat this evening and into the overnight hours tonight. We have a long potential severe weather threat window, which goes through the entire overnight hours and through much of tomorrow morning. The severe weather threat includes damaging wind gust, flash flood threat. Tornadoes are certainly possible. It looks like excessive rainfall amounts. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, after the severe weather risk ends, at some point, we hope by mid-morning, when the threat finally leaves the state, there's still a threat of some rain left over. It'll turn a breezy cooler with temperatures in the 50s by afternoon, and then a cool day Friday with highs only in the mid-50s, perhaps 54. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 8 miles per hour, cloudy skies at 66 at 7:38. Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to serve you right now. They were ready in the middle of the night. They'll be ready in the middle of the weekend. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So no matter what the problem is, and boy, oh boy, I've had a lot of issues that they've covered in the last year, most recently about 2-3 weeks ago, when I had a problem in the master bathroom, and they went in there and they found that when they fixed that problem, they found another issue that was about to become a big deal, and they fixed that as well. So they're very professional. They pick up the phone and tell you when they're on their way. And they're my go-to plumbers all the time now. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, thank you, Rich. Coming up today's edition.
Serena she forgot to say something she wanted to say.
Hey, Serena.
Hey, Rich, I wanted to tell you happy Weatherman Day today.
Oh, thank you. National Weather Person's Day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you're my weatherman. So.
Well, I appreciate it. over the years, people like Bluebell Ice Cream used to show up at our station, and National Cookie Company used to show up, so we used to get little treats on this day. But today, it's a very special day I call Wednesday, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Well, in one way we're going to celebrate National Weatherman's Day is...
with a storm tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to keep you awake for the next 30 hours.
Yeah, right.
The top questions to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person.
Oh, boy.
We'll have fun with that.
Yeah.
That is coming up.
Yeah, see?
All right. We're going to be playing Tusk for Animal Stories shortly, but we are not going to be talking tusks, but teeth, specifically doggy teeth, and that is coming up in just a moment. Right now it is 7:40.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney shares are higher, its earnings were stronger than expected, and it signed up more than 28 million subscribers to its streaming service, Disney Plus. Drug company Merck is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were better than forecast, but investors were predicting even stronger sales. Merck also says it will spin off its women's health, trusted legacy, and biosimilar products into a separate publicly traded company. Sales sales of its biggest drug cancer treatment, Keytruda, rose 45%. Capri Holdings, the parent company of Michael Kors, says the situation in China and the measures being taken to protect the population from the coronavirus are having a material impact on its business. Capri also owns the Versace and Jimmy Choo brands. It's lowered its forecast for the year after an upbeat holiday quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
A big hit from Sunday's game was the Hyundai Smart Pack commercial where the vehicle parks and unparks itself.
Smart Pack.
Smart Pack. But for the many people who can't afford robocars, Detroit introduces the next big thing. It's called Stupid Park.
Let me drop her into reverse and see if I can wedge in this spot. Oh, I got a text. Oh, crap.
It's simple. Just keep texting or checking social media on your phone while you park your car. Pretty soon,
I'll give her another try while I tweet this pic of my dog. Finally. Thanks, Stupid Park.
The all-new Stupid Park, coming soon. Or probably already happening to you in a Walmart parking lot.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey delivered her State of the State address last night. She says two of her top priorities are the state prison system and education. Ivey also announced she will create a group to study the impacts of a state lottery and other legalized gambling. Two local historic groups are in negotiations to buy the historic First Presbyterian Church building from First Baptist Church. If the sale goes through, it would save the historic building from being torn down. Both groups say the early conversations have been positive. And the city of Wetumpka held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new football stadium at the Wetumpka Athletic Complex. The stadium is scheduled for completion in August, just in time for football season. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Okay.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, in this cold and windy morning and somewhat wet, it's time for animal stories. Get us to the vocal there, Wolfman. We start animal story news with a fat cat. It's a story that you'll be able to see on my Facebook page. A rather large feline caught trying to sneak through a fence in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And Fatwad, that's the nickname for the cat, tried to follow three of his skinnier buddies through the fence and ended up getting stuck instead. The jaws of life are required to remove the fat cat from the fence, but all is well. Nobody was hurt in the harming or the writing of that story. Whew. Here's another close call. Authorities in California spotted a sea lion pup attempting to slowly cross a busy stretch of highway near L.A. A group of troopers used a snare and a blanket to catch the animal and then put it in the patrol car like a common criminal. They noted the animal seemed to enjoy being in the car.
Really?
Happy little sea lion there in the back seat.
No, what are they? What?
Yeah, they do that again.
No.
Yeah, no, that was real close.
No. He's not going to do it.
I've been in this aquarium. I know what they sound like. Yeah. That was real close. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. He's not going to do it. No.
It was kind of like, arp, arp.
I'm just going to go over here and stand in the corner.
Anybody else want to do a sea lion impersonation? Thank you, Hillary. Anyway, they turned it over to the Marina Mammal Care Center in San Pedro, California, where officials say the pup will be released back into the ocean to pursue a life of religious liberty and freedom. 25% of Americans want to celebrate Valentine's Day with their pet. According to a survey of some 2,000 people,
our survey said
28% plan to spend Valentine's Day with their pet. Out of those surveyed, 40% of men, 31% of women plan to spoil their pet on Valentine's Day, like that's the only day we spoil our pets, right?
That Valentine's Day bandana that
Gypsy Poodle?
Yeah.
Oh, Elizabeth, you do such great work, and Bailey looks beautiful. She'd still rather have chicken. 33% of all participants polled considered calling in sick to work on the 14th so they can shower their pet with time and attention. The survey was done in conjunction with the online retailer Zulily. And those are your animal stories for February 5th. I didn't hear that. One more time. Come on. Give it a good one. Come on.
Not when you look at me. Mom, tell him to stop looking at me.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I do.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to weedmanusa.com today.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day. Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
7:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I can't say I'm surprised. Hang on, I got to pay close attention to the phone as they're getting ready to treat Mrs. Ritterbuttle this morning. It's been a day, folks. Anyway, you kind of had to figure it play out this way. Any story that we post early in the morning, It takes usually time to get momentum in terms of reaction during the day.
Right.
But the reaction to what Pelosi did last night at the end of the State of the Union has really riled up our audience.
She was tore up, I tell you.
With the tearing of the speech. And I noticed that the president didn't seem to notice her, if he did.
He didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah. But the comments are coming in fast and furious, and feel free to participate in that thread on my page. Oh, here's the first good meme. It's a picture of Pelosi with the speech torn in half, but she says, "No, Nancy, that was the copy of the Iowa caucus results." That's funny. That's very funny. I think if they were looking for ways to help him and hurt themselves, that was just another...
Wait a minute. One more vote just came into the caucus race here.
We're up to how many percents now in 2 days?
70.8%.
Right. And
we had 62% as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, our local time. And in the middle of the night, they got up to 71% or 70.8%.
I don't know what they're smoking in Iowa, but if they think the answer to America's problems is the failed mayor, 37-year-old mayor of a little dumpy town in Indiana... Maybe there's something in that corn silk. I don't know.
Maybe that other 30% is heavily weighted in another direction. Who knows?
Don't you wonder about that? Let's do a conundrum.
You want to?
Yeah. I'm going to try and exit just a little earlier today if I can.
Understandable.
And we got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. Something that employees with desk jobs do more at work than those who work in manual labor.
Okay.
In other words, people with desk jobs do this more often at work than those who work in manual labor.
Interesting. Okay.
So what do you think that is? What is that thing they do? 272-9228. $10 at the Seafood Bistro. And also later, the top questions to ask yourself before trying to be a TV weather person.
Oh. Who's this?
I didn't write these.
Okay.
These probably,
is this supposed to be comical?
It's ones? Supposed to be comical.
I gotcha.
But we'll be the judges of that. While Jay is queuing up calls for the conundrum again, something that employees with desk jobs do more at work than those who work in manual labor, 272-9228 is the number. Valentine's Day, you laughed, you scoffed at me when I mentioned it right after Christmas, but it really is just 6 weeks after New Year's Day. So
I remember scoffing.
Yes, get ahead of the curve and get that special gift. Show that you put some thought into it and get it with Brian Jewelry and Preffel. This is the place that can help you look better by helping you pick a gift that is well-intended for the person you're shopping for. Sometimes you're so close, you can't see the forest through the trees. But Brian Jewelry will ask questions. They'll want to know about the person you're shopping for. And through those questions and answers, we'll be able to make suggestions from their very competitively priced inventory. Suggestion, you can spend a little more
what's the first letter of your
by spending a little bit less by joining their club at BrianJewelry.com. So when you do pick something out, you save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. As a business that's been around since Prattville was a tiny little town, almost 6.5 decades, they've grown with the city, and people come to Brian Jewelry from all over the River Region for the quality, the service. And if you want something created from scratch, they're the folks that can do that. You can also create a watch. Anything you buy there, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your ownership, and of course, repair as well. Go to BrianJewelry.com online or stop by their beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville. All right, we have some conundrum players ready to go.
Well, not Debbie. She's not playing. She just had a comment, that's all.
Oh, okay. Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I was just going to pass this on, and I don't know. I've got to do some research on it, but I've been hearing that the Pete Buttigieg thing may be because the man that set up the app for them was one of his good friends.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Oh. Yeah, he had a stake in that.
In fact, Pete the Cheat was trending on Twitter yesterday.
It was. Mayor Cheat was trending.
Maybe that's why he said, even before anyone knew the results.
He did that, too.
Yeah. How wonderful.
He won. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, right. Isn't that just interesting?
Oh, and yes, it was.
Yeah. We're going to really count on them to make sure everything's legit this year, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
Root out corruption.
Oh, yes, that's the way to do it.
His friend is from Russia.
Go for it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's just too much. Well, okay. That's what I wanted to put in. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie. Glad you had a moment to comment. Anne.
Hi.
Yes.
You have an answer for the conundrum?
Yes.
What do you think?
The teeth.
I'm sorry, eat?
The teeth are teaching.
Did you say eat or teach?
Teach.